boss kept you late at work, made it that afternoon nap,
happy hour started a little early?
If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think we can say that at 7 o'clock tonight.
I think we are. The cold has officially got to us. It has gotten to me. I don't know about you.
It's going to be crazy from here until 7 o'clock. We are at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue for Stuff the Wagon, and we are gathering your donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Yeah, we are doing this for the furry friends this holiday season because we want to spoil them, make sure they have what they need, which means we got to do it even if we're cold and we can't feel our hands. I can't feel my hands or my feet.
Oh, you got to sit on your hands. Maybe that'll help. I got all the hacks over here. So if you're wondering what's on Cedar Valley Humane Society's wish list, there's a lot of different things. It can be dry dog and cat food. It can be canned food, toys, litter, treats, even things like dewormer and stuff like that. There's tons of things that they are in need of this holiday season. So you can find that list on KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. We're hanging out at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids for Tyson's. That's where we are.
We're doing Stuff the Wagon. We're off to a really great start.
The cold is getting to us. Oh my gosh. We're going to be out here till 7 collecting donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society. But I got to tell you, over the long weekend, I did it.
What'd you do?
I saw Wicked.
Oh my God, I'm kind of jealous of you.
I knew I had to go see it in the theater, and I actually went with my mom. And I haven't gone to a movie with my mom since I don't even know how long. Yeah, probably when I was a kid. And I have to say, the movie was great. I don't even have a review on that. It was awesome. Go see it. Seriously. I have more of a review on my mother's behavior because, you know, when you're little, like everything your parents do is embarrassing. Yeah. Like they have the wrong music on when you pull up to school and you're like, Mom, stop. That's so embarrassing. I feel like I've grown out of that as an adult. Like I normally think my parents are kind of dorky, but they're cool. Until I went to a movie with my mom because that girl is a rule follower.
Good for you, Mama Kris Jenner.
But like to a fault. I'm sorry, Mom. But we got there ridiculously early because she wanted to get all the fixins, the popcorn, the icies, the candy. And there was a group that had walked in a little bit later. And you know when they did, they have like previews playing the entire time, but they dim the lights and it's the official previews, right? As soon as those lights went down, she is mean mugging everybody in there that's having a conversation.
My woman.
I'm like, Mom, you got to calm down a little bit.
And she's like, no, the lights are down. It's happening.
Yes. If they don't pipe down in 5 minutes, I'm going to say something.
It's like the Super Bowl commercials. You shut up during those. You don't talk.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that she was going to have a full meltdown. I was like, I need to put your dream lounger in lock so you can't get up.
Dude, I went to the movie with Neighbor Man one time, and he was talking during them. Like, oh, I think we should go see that movie. Shut up. I don't know if we can go see that movie because you're talking during
okay,
it.
Okay, if I've learned anything, it's that I don't ever want to go to a movie with you ever.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So Trending with Taylor is coming to you live from Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids for Stuff the Wagon. We're collecting donations until 7 o'clock tonight. Get the details on KZIA.com. But I want to talk to you about something that is, it confused me when I first saw it on TikTok, honestly, so I want to make sure you're not confused. Everybody is ignoring JoJo Siwa.
Okay, that's easy.
What? Oh, okay.
Well, I don't listen to her music. I don't watch her TikToks. I'm done.
I feel like everything I see and learn about her is against my will. It's entertaining. She's like a professional troll at this point. And you know what? I respect it. She does the weird dance moves on purpose. And she's making music, living her life. That's fine. But it all started as a joke, actually. This girl named Anita had her TikTok go viral where she basically said, imagine if we all just started ignoring celebrities. Like, how hilarious would it be if they posted and got like 13 likes? And people were like, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Let's it's kind of bullying a little bit.
It's not nice. That's not nice. But people decided to start with JoJo Siwa.
Oh my God.
Because she's kind of the troll of TikTok. So people are like, okay, you're not going to comment. You're not going to like. We're just going to ignore everything she posts. However, that has completely backfired because if you know how TikTok works, people get paid on there. People get paid lots of money if they got lots of followers. So people aren't commenting or liking, but they're going to their page and they're viewing her stuff. And you know what TikTok pays off of? Your views. So then people are now commenting and they're like, it's not working. Why are we going and looking at the page? And it's completely backfired. And now JoJo Siwa is just making even more money. So I don't think it's possible.
Losers.
I know. It kind of it backfired. And I think it proves that we really can't.
Don't you love when bullying backfires?
It literally did. It's like the movies where they're like, take that.
You can find those two fools in the back of a trunk at Tyson's on 16th Avenue. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock taking your donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society in this holiday season. But I went to Thanksgiving on Black Friday for Neighbor Man's dad. It was his family.
Yeah.
And Neighbor Man couldn't go because he had to work.
Okay. So you
went. Well, here's the thing. I wanted to go because I wanted to represent us, but also I feel like I'm still in that impressing stage.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I need to impress the parents as much as I possibly can so that they can secretly tell them, you need to marry that girl, you know?
100%.
However, I don't think I impressed the dad so much because I made him cry.
Well, that's probably one thing you don't want to do. If I had a list.
It was a little awkward because I don't really know much of his step siblings very well and their significant others. So that was a little awkward. I did feel kind of like an outsider. I really just kind of stuck with his dad the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. You got to find the one person
that I feel like the most comfortable with. Yes. And he reminds me so much of my dad. So it just like is easy for me to just buddy buddy with him. But we had some really good, like heartfelt conversations.
At the Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, it was after. Everybody was watching football. Oh. I feel like they lost. I'm not really sure. I wasn't paying attention.
Nope, they ended up winning, I believe.
I was making a man cry. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know if they won or lost. But we were having really great, heartful conversations. We're talking about our future. He's asking me about Neighbor Man going back to school and how am I supporting him and all these fun things. And then I was telling him, like, hey, like, you should know that you're doing a really great... You did really great as a dad. Like, he really looks up to you.
Oh, my God. I can't say what I wanted to say.
I didn't say
you're just butt.
Yes, I am.
Sounds like hometown's on The Bachelor.
You ever see dog or cat toys and you're like, oh, but can I play with those? we are those girls in the afternoon, two fools in a trunk, getting your donations for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society at Tyson's on 16th Avenue until 7 p.m. tonight. Big shout out to Ashton. She just dropped off, looks like, a ton of toys.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hold you back from gnawing on them, it sounds like.
It's for the cats and the dogs at Cedar Valley Humane Society. They just look like they're fun to play with. Also, shout out to my man, Neighbor Man.
he does exist. I will confirm.
She saw him. He donated some cat litter, so we are stocked right now, but
two
we can still
bags.
Use some more.
Oh, 100%. We have tons of room in here, so come see us. Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids until 7 o'clock tonight.
So I went to Thanksgiving at Neighbor Man's dad's house alone. I told you that a couple minutes ago. But I noticed something, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, that when I went there for his stepmom's birthday, everybody just kind of dressed in sweatpants.
Yeah, comfy clothes, cash.
I just thought we would have dressed up for a birthday.
Yeah.
That's just what I would have thought. But when I came in, I was dressed up. Neighbor Man was dressed up. Everybody else, sweatpants, sweatshirts. Fine, whatever. But just no one gave me the memo.
Yeah, that's always awkward being like, oh, God, am I overdressed?
So then I thought, same vibe probably for Thanksgiving, right? Because, of course, you would want to wear your stretchy pants.
That's what I did.
So I go in. Thank God I didn't wear sweatpants because that is not what they wore. Everyone dressed to the nine.
Really?
I kid you not.
Did he give you any heads up? Like, hey, normally like people dress up for this, or he didn't give you anything? Oh,
nothing. But everyone looked beautiful, like they just got out of a wedding or church service or something. I don't know. But they looked beautiful. And I just came in jeans and a sweater.
So you, then you were underdressed.
Yeah, I looked like a dweeb.
Oh, God. I luckily didn't have to deal with that because this was my second Thanksgiving at my boyfriend's house. And I knew that they it's just them. Like, they don't have cousins to invite or anything. So last year, he said it was very casual. So I knew I could wear something, like, pretty comfortable. My stretchy pants. I did. My boyfriend had on sweatpants and, like, a sweatshirt. I think he even wore a hat. We walked in and his brother was wearing Christmas pajamas,
nice,
which I support and appreciate. And his mom had on just like comfy athletic gear because she was the one that was like sweating in the kitchen. And we walk in and none other than his dad comes walking in. Hey guys, happy Thanksgiving. This man has on dress pants, dress shoes, and like a button up shirt.
Like he's going to a wedding?
Yes. And my boyfriend was like, Dad, what are you doing? Do you see everybody else? And he was like, well, excuse me if I want to dress up. And you know what? I support that. So I was like, I guess as long as you didn't expect us to show up looking like that, because we didn't, pop up.
That
I
was
guess.
Really fancy. My only worry about that is you would get like turkey juice on
That's
you.
Exactly what his mom said.
Yes.
She's like, he put it on so he can have stuffing and turkey juices all over his nice shirt.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, this window update is more like a door update, a trunk, an open trunk update, because we're hanging out at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids for Stuff the Wagon. We are in the trunk with the doors wide open with a beautiful view of some, is that farm equipment?
Farm fences.
Lots of fences. I can report that there's still snow on the ground. That's a little upsetting. That's pretty much it. My nose is cold.
And I'm going for, we'll see how this works. I can't feel my toes anymore, so I have taken them out of the shoes.
Which sounds like it's backwards. That sounds a little backwards.
But I think the shoes are the problem. Hear me out. I think there's something wrong with the shoes. So I'm taking them out, and then I'm tucking them in my heated blankie.
They got AC in those boots, or what? What do you mean there's something wrong with the shoes?
You know, haven't you heard? It's the new invention, AC boots.
You always talk about your hot dogs.
Yeah, well, they are not hot right now. They're cold dogs.
Well, we'll see how long this lasts, I guess, with you not having any shoes on.
It's not going to last long, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I have AC boots. It's the latest invention.
I guess so. I don't know what else would be wrong with them.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. A 10, hut. It's those girls in the afternoon's Christmas boot camp on Z102.9.
And man, do I have a Christmas boot camp update for you. But first, I want to remind you that we are at Tyson's on 16th Avenue until 7 o'clock tonight, doing Stuff the Wagon, getting donations for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. So if you want to stop by and donate, we'd love to see you and keep us warm.
Please.
The more this thing is stuffed, the warmer we'll be.
Exactly.
But I have a Christmas boot camp update for you. It's getting serious.
I thought it was already serious. It's been serious.
It is more serious. I don't think people really understand how obsessed, and I don't even think the word obsessed really describes how I am with Christmas. Like, you know my obsession with Post Malone? It's like that.
Okay. Unhealthy.
Very unhealthy. I love Christmas so much, and I have to constantly ask Amberman, do you really want to keep dating me? Because it's going to get weird.
Oh. Are you going to lay him off for the holidays? What do you mean?
I just want to make sure his mental health is okay, because I'm weird.
You're putting him through it.
Because it's getting weird. So we started a new thing, and we've been talking about this for a couple weeks now. It's called SNL, or Saturday Night Lights.
Like football?
Nope. Like, we are driving around looking for Christmas lights on Saturday night.
I was just saying last night to my boyfriend that we need to do this.
Yes. Yeah. We're calling it SNL or Saturday Night Lights. And it started this weekend because we knew most people would probably have their Christmas lights up. But he got off of work. We made some popcorn. We had some,
That's a great idea.
Popcorn. We had chocolate covered pretzels and some other like chocolate little goodies. And then we had hot chocolate as well. Mm. We had little hot chocolate bombs. They were amazing. And then we just got in the car and we drove around for an hour looking for Christmas lights in town.
Did you have like anything in mind, or you just kind of were going into it blind and like looking around?
We mostly went in blind. We kind of stayed in Cedar Rapids is what we wanted to do. And then we're going to go and look at other places. All I know is that there's one place I have to go every year, honestly, multiple times. And if you have this house and you're listening, I just want you to know I'm in love with you and I want to live at your place. It's on 23rd Street Drive Southeast. If you have time tonight, you should drive over there. It's a little off of First Avenue by Tommaso's Pizza. They have a gigantic Frosty the Snowman bigger than their house.
Oh, it's like those huge skeletons at Halloween. But a snowman?
God.
Oh, I'm scared of you now.
I'm telling you, I don't know who lives there, but I want to know who you are. And I want you to understand that every time I see it, I go,
eep. All right. Is that going to be a, because you're doing this every Saturday?
Every weekend. We will drive by Frosty the Snowman, and then we will go with wherever we need to go. I don't know where else we're going to go. I need ideas of like go-to places for Christmas lights, because I will say, driving around Cedar Rapids without an idea or a map was a little disappointing.
Yeah, I feel like all I've seen so far is like we were going to the grocery store last night and there's like definitely some neighborhoods that I could tell were lit up and I'm like, okay, we got to make a stop over there. But beyond that, I'm like, I need the good spots with I'm talking big inflatables, okay?
Yeah.
Laser light shows, the people that have it set to music. Who's doing that?
Where are
I
they
need
at?
The address.
I need the Addy now
for next Saturday night.
You know, 2 seconds ago, Taylor was like, God, it'd be really nice if they had bun warmers back here. You know, those seat warmers on your seat in your car? And I laughed. But Taylor was like, Taylor, I don't think, you know, Ford or Chevy thought anyone would be sitting in a trunk when they were making the cars.
We should call them.
Hey, can you add a feature to the trunk?
It's very necessary.
Big shout out also to Sophia, who just dropped off some... I can't tell if it's dog or cat food, but it's food.
Yeah, looks like dog food, I do believe. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's a great donation for Stuff the Wagon. Don't let the cold scare you away. You can make it a real quick trip. You don't even have to say hi to us if you don't want to. That's fine because it's cold and we get it. We're at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids until 7 o'clock tonight. You can get all the details at kzhia.com. Throw it and run, you know, man? I don't know. Make it as quick as you want.
I didn't really like those girls anyways.
Yeah, that's fine. Chuck it at us.
Throw it at Taylor's face. Mine's prettier. I'm kidding.
I'll take it. I am giving Santa Claus.
It's a joke. Okay, moving on. So I was telling you that I did Saturday Night Lights. It's a new thing that me and Neighbor Man are doing. Saturday nights, we're going to hop in the car, drive around for about an hour, and just look for Christmas lights.
Yes.
But when we were doing that, I kind of realized something. That for the most part, we get along. We have things in common. Except for when it comes to Christmas lights, apparently. We do not agree.
Just like different preferences, different tastes?
It's like we're different political parties.
Oh, my.
So I don't know if we're going to last. Here's the thing. We're looking at houses. And I'm sorry, I hate to say this, but I was like, I don't like houses that mix match their lights. I don't. I'm sorry. That's just my preference. Don't hate on me, okay? Like, if you have, it's a rare occasion that you can do white and color, and I think it's cute. But if you've got, like, color, and then you've got blue, and then just green, and then there's white, and then there's, like, orange, I'm like, what is the theme here? Mm. It looks like someone just, like, vomited on Christmas, okay? He, though, Neighbor Man was like, oh, my God, I love those houses. I love it. The more cluster, the better. It's Christmas spirit. Mm. And then I was like, well, that's how I feel about inflatables. If you have so many inflatables in your front yard that you almost can't even see the front yard, that's my kind of house. And he's like, no. Only one inflatable. That's it.
Hmm.
So we don't agree.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what side. I feel like I'm in the middle of you, too, because I get what you're saying. Like, I don't want, like, I don't know, a string of white and then it ends and then you go into, like, green or whatever. I get that. That's might be just, like, all that you have laying around, and you're like, I'll just hang it up, whatever. But I feel like if you do all the different colored lights and you commit to it, you commit to the gaudiness, you commit to the Christmas mess, it's kind of beautiful. It's really? Kind of, oh my God, it's kind of like Clark Griswold. That was not cohesive at all. That was like a mess.
You're just like him. He's like, that's the Christmas spirit, baby.
Honestly, yeah. Somebody's got to do it. And boy, do I have a Christmas boot camp update for you. But first, let's remind the people where we are. We're at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. What?
You said remind the people. I said people.
People. Here we are at Tyson's in the trunk, losing it just a smidge.
I'm gone.
But we are asking that you bring by donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society. Whatever fits your budget, you can find the full wish list for them at KZIA.com. And we will be out here till 7 o'clock.
We will?
Yeah, dude. This is the third time we've done this, so I don't know why you're surprised.
I'm losing it, man. It's cool.
Well, let me tell you about this Christmas boot camp update for you to make you feel a little bit better. Because things have taken a bit of a turn, okay? This is my second... I think, right? Second Christmas with my boyfriend. I don't know. Time isn't real to me.
I just love him so much.
It's just been a blur, you know? But we had decided, and I think I brought this up to you a couple weeks ago, that we're doing Thriftmas for each other. We decided that we are going to only buy thrifted items for each other for gifts because we both like to go thrifting anyways. It's kind of a fun challenge. And it's budget friendly, which we're really looking for. So we both agreed to that. And last weekend, he was getting antsy because he is really bad at like keeping gifts. He wants to open it. He wants me to see it right now.
Same.
And he was like itching over on the couch, like, oh, I really want to give you one of your Christmas gifts. And I was like, dude, that like ruins the point. Like, why can't you just hold on to it for another month? He's like, well, because, you know, well, I got it with you in mind, of course, but it's something that I would also like to wear.
Oh, my. That's something I'd do.
As are a lot of things that we like to thrift. We like to share, like, big sweaters and stuff. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Dude, you probably didn't spend that much money on it. Just get it. If you want to wear it, just give it to me now. And he pulls it out, and it's this really weird t-shirt that says something about Tiki Time. It's fine, but I didn't like it for me. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I would not wear that. And I could not lie to him in that moment and be like, oh my God, I love it. I'm gonna put it on right now. I was like,
I've never told someone I didn't like their gift.
I don't think I have either. And I said, oh, I like it for you. I don't know if that was right.
That's the best dick I've ever heard in my entire life.
And you know what? He was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I was wondering. I was unsure about it. But now I'm scared of the other things that I've bought for you so far that you're not going to like them.
What are you going to do if you don't like them? You got to start working on your face.
What do you mean? I have to fake?
Would you be honest? I would never.
I didn't think I was going to be honest in that moment, but it just came out of me.
I guess I don't know what is the right thing to do. Do you be brutally honest? Or do you fake it?
I mean, I wasn't...
I don't know. But if you are going to fake it, you got to work on your face, girlfriend, because I know you can't hide it.
Well, I mean, I do suffer with the resting face, so...
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
She made it back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank goodness. Destiny is back in the trunk.
Thanks for telling everyone when I was in the little ladies' room.
My pleasure, truly. We are at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest for Stop the Wagon Stop number 3. You can bring by your donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society until 7 p.m. tonight. But I've got to talk about something that I don't really want to talk about, to be honest with you. I saw that there was a survey done that there is one kind of nasty thing that you can do in front of your partner that shows you pass the relationship test.
Okay? Go to the bathroom in front of them.
Not quite that.
Dang it, because we do that.
Well, I mean, you're on the right track. It's break wind.
Oh, yeah, we do that. I did that last night in the bed.
Okay, and then, jeez.
And then the dog moves, and I feel like I might have just accidentally offended the dog. I don't offend my boyfriend, but I do offend the dog.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means because the dog is not included in this conversation. What I saw is there is a survey from somebody that said 29% of couples wait between 2 to 6 months into a relationship to pass gas, okay? And that's about the same amount of time as it is to say I love you in general, which I think is interesting. And, you know, the experts, I don't know what kind of experts we're talking about, but the experts say that that shows a subconscious sign of comfort, that you're at ease in your relationship. You don't need to filter yourself. Yeah. You're not, like, putting up a facade that you're some perfect person, that you are totally and absolutely comfortable around them.
100%. Yeah,
I knew you were going to say that.
No, yeah. We do that, and then, like I said, we always keep the door open when we go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter which one you're doing. And I'll just go in, and he'll just go in when I'm going or he'll going. Sometimes he slaps me on my thigh, and he says, how you doing? Keep it going, sport.
I have nothing left to say. That is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
My two favorite things about doing Stuff the Wagon. One, we get to do good for Cedar Valley Humane Society for the holiday season. But number two, the people who must not know about Stuff the Wagon.
I've got to be so confused right now.
And I, you know, if you're driving by, I don't know what this road is. Is this 16th Avenue right here? And they see the gigantic inflatable dog on top of our car, and then the Christmas lights wrapped around it. Of course, they're confused. They want to come see it. And then they drive by real slow, and they just look at us. And we wave, but nobody waves. They're probably like, who are those two, like, freaks?
Are they okay? Are they hostages? We're okay. We're okay. Here by choice, actually.
But yeah, you can come see us till 7 o'clock. We'd love to wave to you. If you don't wave back, that's okay.
That's fine. You can find all the details and Cedar Valley Humane Society's wish list on KZIA.com.
But I told you that I'm a jealous person. I can be jealous of pretty much anybody or anything. It's very easy for me. It's just kind of how I've been my entire life. But I've been a little jealous of Neighbor Man because there's something in his life recently that has really been taking a lot of his attention away from me, and I don't like that.
Another woman?
Worse, Taylor.
Oh, no.
Worse than a woman. A game.
A game?
Yes. I don't even know what it is, but it's a stupid game on a stupid PC. And dear God, that man can play for 12 plus hours a day.
Okay, we're talking about video games.
Yes. And it's like to the point where I'm getting jealous because I want that attention. I want 12 hours of your day attention. Mm. And I'm not, what?
Oh, I'm just agreeing. Pop off, queen.
Thank you. And I'm not getting it. So I had to come to a little bit of a compromise because if you don't know me, my number one love language is physical touch.
Okay.
And I need that like every hour on the hour.
All right.
And that could be just like a hug, a quick hand hold.
You know? A noogie.
I'm teaching.
I don't know.
Kiss, whatever. So I've been feeling a little deprived, and I told him that. I was like, I'm feeling deprived. Like, my number one love language is feeling deprived because you have so much attention to the video game.
Okay.
So we need to come up with a compromise of some sort. The compromise is, so whatever the video game it is, it's like a shooting type game of some sort. Yeah. I don't really know. Nerdy stuff. I don't care. After every time he's done with some, I don't know, I guess the nerds call it a rage, and that's fine.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now you're way outside of my lane.
You know what? It's fine. I don't understand video games, okay? He gets done with a rage. He has to come and kiss me.
Oh, my God.
And then he can go back to, I don't know, raging or whatever you gamers call it. I don't know how to speak your language.
And that's it?
And that's it. That's my compromise. Because then I get what I need, which is my physical touch. And then I don't feel as deprived.
I
get my little kiss.
I don't. Okay.
You don't like this.
Well, I just thought it was like, okay, you get like, I don't know, this many hours on, and then you have to come spend an hour with me, and then you get so many hours. You know, I thought it was like more time. I didn't realize it was just like a little.
No, goodbye. All I need is a little kiss just to remind me that you still love me and not the game more than me. Although I still think maybe it's the game more than me.
Well, does he do it and just like sprint away because he wants to get back to the game? I don't think that would make me feel very good.
There are sometimes he does, and then sometimes I'll be like, hey, let me show you this, or guess what Hallmark movie I'm watching now?
Oh, and then he's like, I really got to go.
He's like, I got another range to go to.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, Taylor.
Still time for you to come see this hot mess in person live at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. We're here for Stop the Wagon. We are packed up in the trunk of the Z1 and 2.9 station wagon, which you really can't miss when you drive by. We've got an inflatable dog on top.
Nope.
We got lights strung up on the vehicle, and we're going to be out here till 7 o'clock taking your donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society until 7 o'clock tonight. But I want to talk more, believe it or not, I want to talk more about video games, Destiny, because it is plaguing my life. My boyfriend is absolutely ridiculously obsessed with Call of Duty right now. I don't know what it is. He's had it, but whatever. He's like, on a kick.
After they've made 1, 2, and 3, what's the point?
I don't know. I don't understand. And you know what?
Maybe we don't know because we're not gamers. That's the problem.
That's 100% the problem. But he was on a real kick over the 4-day weekend. Like, if we weren't at a family gathering,
it was Call of Duty, man.
It was Call of Duty time. He was on his PC, and I did not get to hang out with him.
And talking to his buds. Oh, dear God.
Yes, and I can't help but cringe. So then I... sorry. I had to find ways to get some attention because I, not like you, you love physical touch. So you get little smooches
after each raid.
I don't, I just want to hang out. I was especially upset because we started a Netflix series, a TV show.
Oh, no.
And I wanted to keep watching it, but he kept gaming and he told me I wasn't allowed to watch it without him. So I was like, dude, you're holding this over my head.
That's been the problem with us is I want to watch Christmas movies with him. And we got into that TV show to find who's going to star in the next Hallmark movie.
Yes.
He's into that with me right now, but I can't watch another episode until he's done with his video games.
Exactly. He's like holding it over my head. So I was like, you know what? I will match you, sir, and I will find something to hold over your head. So for my family's Thanksgiving 2 weekends ago, I had made these salted caramel cookies. Dude, they're fire. They're amazing. And I found out that he really loves them. Like, he ended up eating probably more than half the batch. My family probably got 2. And I was like, hey, I'll make you some cookies this weekend. And he was like, oh my God, yay, I'm so excited. Like, I loved them so much the first time. And I said, but you have to be nice to me this weekend.
Oops.
He's like, well, I'm nice to you all the time. What do you mean? I'm like, well, you're going to have to get off the game to come enjoy these cookies, okay? And he thought I was kidding. But I was baking him last night as he was gaming, jibber-jabbering on his little headset with his friends, and he could smell them, the delicious aroma of
Bros,
my cookies.
I gotta go.
That's kind of how it went, because I was like, he's like, oh, will you let me try one? And I said, no, you're going to have to get off the game and come out and get one yourself. So then the game was suddenly over. And he was done for the night. So now I know I got to make some cookies to get him off the game.
It's like you were almost treating him like a dog.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? That maybe that's what I needed to be doing this whole time is treat him like a dog too. Like, okay here, little boy, if you get up the little games, I'll get you a little treat.
Not in that voice. I don't think that'll work.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Are you actually going to wake up early tomorrow?
No. Well, actually, yes, I kind of have to.
Wait, what do you mean you kind of have to?
So I'm going to my boyfriend's family's Thanksgiving because my family's was this past weekend. And I am doing the most, trying to be impressive. I'm making cornbread. I've never done it.
The way she said, I'm making cornbread, baby.
I'm making cornbread in my own, like, cinnamon butter. Who knows what's going to happen? Okay, I might really regret that.
So you're probably going to miss the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but you're going to look for the recaps.
Well, I may. You know what? Maybe I'll turn it on. When I'm having a breakdown in the kitchen, I can look up and be like, wow, somebody has joy today at least.
Well, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is back. However, what's crazy about this is that they should be celebrating their 100 years because it kicked off back in 1924 and it's 2024.
That would be 100 years.
However, they're not really going to consider it their 100th anniversary because the parade did not take place in 1942, 43, or 44 due to World War II. So they're not celebrating that this year. So we have to wait 3 more years for them to celebrate the 100th year of the Thanksgiving Day parade.
So it's been 100 years, but there has not been 100 parades.
Not 100 parades.
Well, rats.
I mean, I'm kind of glad that they're being like serious about it. Like, we want it to be the 100th parade just because it's the year. We don't mess around.
They're by the book over there at Macy's, I suppose.
Well, we're talking about the balloons and Macy's Thanksgiving parade with tonight's trivia question. Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade?
Oh, my gosh. So many options.
I know.
I can't wait. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade? What do you think it is? I'm like trying to think of all the video games.
I'm like, what definitely wasn't 100 years ago, probably.
Solitaire? Do they do a card? Oh. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was the first one, Taylor.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if they had one in the first parade. So when was the first character? We'll have to find out. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on Z102.9.
I don't know if they're going to talk about it tomorrow when you watch the Thanksgiving Macy's Day Parade. It technically should be their 100th year, but they did have to take a couple years off due to World War II. So they're not actually celebrating their 100th year this year.
Yeah, don't expect some big 100th anniversary because it's technically not. It's not the 100th parade.
They didn't have 100 yet. So
we got to wait, 3 more years?
And then maybe they'll invite us to the 100th. Can we imagine if we got to float?
I do not want to see a balloon of myself blown up that big.
I would. She doesn't.
Girl, not these pores.
That'd be large. Well, start working on your retinol.
Get a regimen.
Seriously. Well, we're talking about those balloons for tonight's trivia question. Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What do you think it is?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Sarah said Pac-Man. I could do that.
Has Pac-Man ever been in it?
I don't know. I have the lineup for this year's, and I can confirm Pac-Man is not in this year's. That doesn't mean he's never has been, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But you know what would be a great year is if Pac-Man came out like when it's snowing, because it's almost like the little white balls.
Yeah.
You know, just saying.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
5247 said Super Mario. Or Mario.
Iconic. Again, I'm sure that he has been. Not in this year's, though.
Really?
Really, yeah.
When was the movie? Was that last year or 2 years ago? That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. I feel
still
like
popular.
He might have been one of the ones that has gone rogue in the past. Maybe,
really?
Like ramming into buildings and stuff.
Smack it up, Mario. Mm-hmm.
Just trying to get that coin or whatever.
Girl,
back to me. I'm looking at the lineup.
Clocked out, y'all. She is clocked out. Will you stop linking? This is your lineup.
Well, I just am curious. Sorry, we'll talk about that later. 1072. I'm sorry. 1072 said Felix the Cat. Not gonna lie, not familiar with that one.
Oh, neither. Oh God. Neither am I.
I guess I googled it. It was on like Game Boy and stuff in the 90s. It's a cute little cat.
Do I know Felix the Cat?
And I think it's also the video game is based off a TV show.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I think so. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I would play this.
It's on Nintendo Switch, so I might have just found
a new
game.
I know. You know what I'm doing this weekend. Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What is it?
You can still text in your guest 319-200-1029, and the answer will be coming up in about 3 minutes.
Stop looking at the lineup for this year. I literally can see you scrolling right now.
I know, because it's so cool.
Did you see how many clowns there's going to be? Let's not talk about that. It's like 800.
28 clown crews.
Yeah, but you know how many clowns? It's like 800. I've looked into it.
They got a lot of different types of clowns. Car wash clowns. What does that mean?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And before you eat that turkey, the mashed potato stuffing, green bean casserole, mac and cheese, did I miss anything? Gravy?
Dinner rolls.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
My cornbread.
I'll be making that tomorrow morning.
Talking about your corn.
It's not sexy.
It's going to be delicious.
You're probably going to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and you can hit people with this fun fact while they're all piling in during it. Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Really?
Was the first video game character to be featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's crazy.
I know.
Do you know who, what character has appeared the most?
And it's not just video games.
No, just in general.
I'm going to say Mickey.
No. Snoopy.
I should have known that. That was a rookie mistake.
43 times, including this year.
Jeez, oh, not that serious, man.
I'm really disappointed myself.
It's just Snoopy. Well, we got some other fun facts for you before you watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Here's some of the star lineup for tomorrow's parade. You've got Jennifer Hudson performing.
What?
Loud Luxury. You've got Dan and Shay. Jimmy Fallon and The Roots.
No way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You got Walker Hayes. You've got T-Pain.
Oh, my God.
The Rachel Platten. The Temptations. I mean, there's a million one. I'm only going to mention just a couple of them. But also Charli D'Amelio as well.
Can I burst your bubble?
What?
They all lip sync if they're on a float.
I know, which I think is stupid. Why do we got to do this? I understand it's probably sound.
Yeah,
and
it's sound.
I want to hear the real stuff.
Sorry.
I'm here for the real stuff.
Unless they're like walking, but...
Why can't they just make it work in one section? Like, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
We've got so much technology.
I don't know.
Let them lip sync all the way to where the cameras are, and then let me hear T-Pain go. I'm really excited for T-Pain.
That auto-tune, though.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.